For the fourth straight day, U.S. President Trump attacked four women of color in Congress, continuing to question their loyalty to the country and suggesting they should leave America. Despite criticism from Democrats that his comments about the four are racist, Mr. Trump talked about them, saying that they were welcome to leave the country if they don't like his policies on issues like immigration and defending Israel.
And tonight I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave. Let them leave.
Mr. Trump tweeted on the weekend that the four progressive representatives known as the Squad, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Ohio, should go back where they came from, even though all are U.S. citizens and three of them are U.S. born. The House of Representatives voted to block a resolution to impeach the president, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue altogether that has divided Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 332. And the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Mr. Trump after the president's recent attack on the minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday did mark the first time the full House had addressed the matter and the opportunity, since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several civil rights groups Wednesday filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule. It went into effect Tuesday. The new rule would categorically bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. The move comes after three organizations, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights, filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging that regulation. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the outcome of an emergency committee meeting at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Although the committee has declared Ebola to be a global health emergency, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel or trade.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
WHO warns insecurity due to conflict in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, as well as tepid international financial support, are main threats to stopping the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Drug overdose deaths fell in the United States in 2018 for the first time in 20 years. That's according to federal health officials. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported about 69,000 deaths in 2018. That's compared to a little more than 72,000 the year before. Officials cite the drop in deaths from opioids as a top reason. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA. with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.